We're starting right now. We're up to Gemara Chabez Amin Aleph. So wonder what's the difference in halacha between these two reasons, whether if one keli inside another keli is chatzitza or whether one keli another keli because it's narrow tube. Says the Gemara Chabez Amin Aleph, Mayika, five lines on the top. Mayika, what's the difference? Bein derovel l'rabela, what's the difference which way you learn? In both cases, you cannot be table one keli inside another keli for hegdish. Ika, but I know the difference is. Sal, if you have a very large basket that you collect the water from, you collect the wine like a filter, or gargusi, if you have a sal, or if you have a gargusi, so a sal is a regular basket full of holes, or a gargusi is a very large basket that you that has a wine filter in it. Shemilin keli filled up with keli with bila yitavli. The man damush chatzit, one is worried about having one keli inside another keli for hegdish. The problem is chatzit to ikad, or you hear the same thing. Or the man damush from gzeda, the one who says you are worried that next time you use a bottle with a very narrow neck, shema yatbil, you might go table macht and needle tenedas and these forks that for weaving, but keli she'ain be pivish, no, very narrow neck. We're not worried because sal v'gagudish ain't but pivish, no, leka, there's no problem there because they have very, they don't, this keli b'chal don't have a neck at all, it's wide open. Rav is consistent with his view. The Chabez and Rav are 10 lines on top. Rav says, Sal, Rav Taka holds a basket with gargusi and this wine filter, Shemilan, Kalim, filled it up with Kalim. The Hitvilan, you table them to hide and they remain tied. Even though he holds that you're not allowed to put one basket inside one cane inside another cane, he's not worried because there's no neck. Talking about that, he says another thing. To hide in three lines and narrow lines, Afla Kodesh, also for Hegdish. But over the time, over the consistent uke timer, he says the whole problem is zedum shum keli she'ein bepiv. You don't have in his neck. Kesh vez a night uvisal uvegagusni lekel lemakers lachis. No, yeah, there's no neck at all. Leels vayte the gemara umikveh shecholke besal. If you have a mikveh and you did, that's exactly for you. So you decide to make a partition right in the middle of the mikveh. You fill it with these baskets. Big gagusin have full of holes in these baskets. So this big wide one. Hatoivel shami, your table either side of the basket leos letfila. It's not a valid tefillah. Why? Because like two mikvahs, and either mikvah or neither mikvah has the right share. Why? It's wet and water filtering through. The entire world is wet because you have springs underneath, and yet we need the ikamem. We need one place 40 sa. Doesn't help me though. The ground is wet. We need it in this area 40 sa. So here too, even though the basket and thing is wet, you need in the one mikveh 40 saw, but you divide it, you partition it with these baskets. Therefore, it's like two mikvehs, it's no good. Rashi, loy osloy tefillah she'osan kibayz mikvehs, you treat it like two mikvehs. Ain't she loy bezelah, then neither have the shir. Afa pishamayim mechabrim, the water connects them, bein avid hanetzorim, between the spaces. In the baskets, ain't ze chibah, it's not called a chibah. When is it a chibah? Only if it's a big enough hole that two fingers can go through. The entire earth is wet. Any water comes, it comes from the river underneath the ground. But don't say, oh, if I have 20 saw, it's connected to the ground is running water. You need 40 saw right here. Back to the din. We said before that if you have one keli inside another keli, you cannot table, says the Gemara. When do we say that? Beklitoid. If the outer keli is toyed and your inner keli is tummy, you want a table, it doesn't work. Avobikli tummy, if the outer keli is tummy just as well, then migay de salka tefillah le kula gufa de mana, since it helps tefillah for the entire keli, salka nami le keli in the izbe. Since it helps for the outer keli, it helps also for the inner keli. The Rashi. Hani mili damarin, when do we say a mat bil big keli? If your table inside a keli, she'aim bepi, doesn't have its neck, ish feferet sanoit. Tameyim is tummy. When do we say if it table one keli inside another keli, and if the neck is very narrow, you cannot be table the inside because it's not considered like part of the mikveh? Is if the keli in the outside is tori, the keli outside doesn't need the mikveh, so it's only the inside. But the inside has nothing to do with the mikveh. Therefore, you're trying to be table in something which is not mikveh. Shalahoya keli chitz or hatpel table. Avolim hu tzarich lahatpel. If the outer one also had to be table, so the outer one is considered like it's a mikveh, including the only way you could table the outer keli is if the inside also becomes wet for the mikveh. So it's just as if the mikveh water is inside the keli. And since the mikveh water inside the keli helps for the outer keli, automatically helps for the inner keli. Migu de salka to the gufa de keli tori, tori chai de mayim and echlasa de la piv. The ketumasa came to rosa, and we're talking about me, tfilu keli shu tori chai. Also, where's the keli inside? Says, they had elu tohidin, the truma. Okay, right. Yeah, right. As we go weiter, it's now we learned in the Mishnah, Kalim, Shemilan, Kalim. If you have Kalim, you filled it up with Kalim. Veit Bilan, you table them all together, had a Elo Tayyid. They're all tied. Why all tied? Must be because the outer keli was tummy as well, and since you're tovel the outer keli, so the water that goes inside the keli is there as mikvah water to clean to tie the outside keli, automatically to tie the inside keli. What about the imloy tovel? If you didn't tovel, now what that means we'll see in a minute. Mayim hamuravim, the mixed water, then achi yimuravim shenoy. Then if you want to mix the two water, the inner and the outer, you need a width of 2 fingers. Alochida, what do you mean imloy tovel? You just said you are toveling. My comma, what does it mean? It means like this: im loy tovel hot comma. The im ain't a tzar ladvila. The outer keli doesn't require tefila because it's reitoy. It's reitoy. Mayim hamuravim achi hey muravim kishvayz hanoid. If the outer keli is toyed, in other words, sorry, toyed, then we have a problem because the water inside the keli is not needed for the mikveh. For the outer keli, we treat it as if detached from the mikveh. You don't have 40 saw inside the bottle, so it doesn't work.
You got a pot. With a neck.
And you have things inside. So with the neck. The only time it will work is if the neck is wider than 2 fingers, so then that it's connected to the mikveh. Otherwise, even the water it got in, it's not connected to the mikveh. Exactly. But if the outer keli is tummy, so anyway the outer keli became tired. And the only way the outer keli becomes tired is if you consider the water inside. As mikveh water, so then automatically you table the inside things as well.
So it's totally in your kavanah.
More than the mitzvahs. If you need it to table the outside, it doesn't matter what your kavanah is. If your outside keli is tor, so the outside keli doesn't need any mikveh water for itself, then any water that comes in is detached from the mikveh. Rashi had a toil, a truma. These are toil for truma. But the cholok, it makes no difference. Remember, we're talking about it here, you have keli inside a keli. This works only for truma. Doesn't work for kachim or machma kachim. Keli doesn't work. Says Gemara Baita. Says Gemara. But how did Rav Rabbeinu tonight? This machleg Rabbeinu is actually machleg is tonight. The time we learned sala basket with gagusi. It's a white gagusi and a basket holes. Shemilon kelim, you filled it up with kelim. Vehit bilon, and you table with bein lekodesh, bein letrumah tayin. Here it says this town holds whether you did it for kodesh or whether you did it for truma, it is tayin. Yeah, it's tayin. But Abishol, it makes no difference. It makes no difference. Abishol says that letrumah, it's only for truma, avaloy lekodesh, not for kodesh. No, we're talking about a sala and gagusi. There's no problem of a neck. If there's no problem of a neck, then Rava says it's always tor. I don't care kodesh or truma. Abishol said the problem with the keli inside the keli is not the neck. The problem is that it weighs down and the water doesn't get through. Water gets trapped. When are we worried about that? Only about kodesh. About truma, it's all right. Rashi. Because your water can get through. When it comes to Kodesh, you got to mix the two mikvahs together. There's no problem. Let me ask a question. If you tell me by Kodesh we're worried, either because of chatzitza the water doesn't get through, or because next time that if you have you worry about a narrow neck, then why only worry about kodesh? Why don't you worry about truma as well? Yehachi truma nami, by truma you worry as well. Says Yimara Leman Kamrina, who we're talking to here? Who bechlal are the people that worry that they, you know, there should be kodesh? Chavedim, tamin
echamin. Say to be
eichel truma bekodesh. Or eichel kodesh, or eichel chulin bataras a kodesh. Eichel chulin bataras a kodesh. It's chaved. No, yeah, turin chulin bataras a kodesh. Usually a tamin echamin. And Chavedim made the other. They know they're not going to use a bottle. Truma. Talk about Truma now. Who are we talking about Truma? Truma are people who are Chavedim. Because if we're talking about Amar, he won't ever come to us in the Shai in the first place. No, we're talking Tamil Chamim. Tamil Chamim, they know that we shouldn't use a bottle with a neck that's narrower than 2 fingers. So what's the problem? So when we ask, Yehochi Kedesh Nami? Who thinks each chul natars of kodesh? Only tamid chamim. So why there are we machmer? We say, oh, next time we'll use a bottle that's narrower, or you won't be careful with the water, the chatzitza. When the answer is chazle amor, amor sees the koyin by kodesh. Amor sees the way the koyin toivels things, a keli inside a keli. Then he sees him using the inner keli for kodesh. So he thinks he can do the same thing. And that's a problem. And nu, but truma the same thing. So why truma is any different? Why by truma we allow it? Why aren't we worried that our mothers will see this chaver toivling one keli inside another keli, and our mothers think, oh, he'll do that, and he'll copy. So we answer when it comes to truma, the koyin tamachachem will not accept truma from an amoret. So the amoret will never come to see the koyin being toivling. They have no connection with koyin and tamachachem. He'll never see a koyin, a tamachachem putting a keli inside a keli. If so, let's make a takana. Comes to kachim, do not accept from Amaratzi, because they might see you do things they misunderstand, and they're going to learn it for themselves. So the answer is, Havala Eva. If it comes to kabbanis, we don't accept the kabbanis from an ordinary person, Amaratz, a big fight will start. Very unpleasant. Nu Trumanami Chazal Eva. So why by Truman you worry about? Truman, if you say the Kohen won't accept from Amaratz, nu, won't that cause a strife? When it comes to truma, first of all, it's not an issue at all, because generally speaking, who do you think that amoret will give it to? To his friends. And who do you think that kohanim? And what kind of friends kohanim think he'd raise around with? Amoratzim. So he'll never be really by truma that'll have access to Talmud Chacham. And even Talmud Chacham, I don't want any, he won't get upset because he has plenty of friends kohanim. The Ozul Yoiv Le Kohen Amoret Chavre, give the Kohen Amoret Chavre. Bashenke, when it comes to kachim, who accepts kachim to the Migdash, to kohanim, and not all kohanim work with Migdash, only kohanim who were trained, who were tamei nechamim. And there, if we don't accept the amoret as kabbanas, where else is it going to go? He'll go build his own base at Migdash, on his bech.
No, it's before Hesu, so his embarrassment, and that's what will make him angry too. No?
Could be. That's not the reason we give it. That's an additional thing. Rashi. So by only truma we're not goyze, because there's no chashash that amoris will watch a koyin like a kachim. We're worried. Who we're passing through shleiyat bil kli b'tar keli. You shouldn't put one keli inside another lechave chaver tam chacham. L'amoris le'osi kama will never come to the mishnah. Ask hichaluch the truma lekla. I'm worried. Made the yod. You know she had ate a mikvayis. And even, let's say, the keli is heavy, he'll lift the keli. He'll make sure there's no problem. Either be a wide neck, and he'll make sure the keli is lifts, is not sitting on the water at the bottom. Listen to you. We also come on the time, same thing, who will ask the shayla. He will see a Yisrael Amoritz. He will watch the coin. Umat will see the coin dipping the keli umishdamish by truma vaka. No, the coin wants to buy truma. You are by kachim who watch a coin by truma. Also watch a coin. Lemekablina, we don't take their truma mamoritz. Ella b'shas hagitzas v'abadish. How come metanik? Only time is when we do this, when everyone's metanik the kelim apichachamim. The only time we take from amaratzim is the time of the year when we know that everybody's keli is 100% toyed. Need one more glass. I'm wrong about it. This will be a small one.
We can share it, okay.
Sure.
Take the share.
Right there. Look at that right there. Second to that, yeah. This is more. You're not more. Chabezim, I'll just finish your Rashi. There's only twice a year we say all the Kalim are Torah, even by Amoritz. Gitnan, Obru Hagitad Vabad in the season of pressing the wine, the olives, Vavila, Chavish, and Truma. And if an Amoritz brought a barrel of Truma, Lo Yikablam, and any other time, even don't accept for them. Over. Once the season is over, we don't accept them. But only that time we accept. Back to the Gemara. We're about 15 lines at the bottom. Uman Tanis, you tell me because the Amoritz will be upset with us, we allow the Amoritz to deal with the Kainim. By Shengi and by Truma, we tell them, go by fly a kite. So why by Truma do we have a kite, do we have a Shaykhis? Because we don't want to start a hostility. Uman Tanis, the Chayish Leva. Who's the one who said that Eva is an issue? That's Rabbi Yasi. That's Rabbi Yasi. What's the story? Why is it that we accept wine when it comes to kabbanas? Anybody brings wine, even an amoritz, will accept his wine and will put it on, pour it on his bech, or accept his oil. How do we know it's not tummy? Call you, you know who? Why? Today, in order, we don't want the amoritz to get upset. So you don't accept it. We'll go to make a build our own bech somewhere, build a bummer, and we'll split in the side of paradum alatz and make it on paradum. Where's he getting a paradum from?
What's the amoritz? He'll make something up.
Oh, so the problem is he won't even be kosher. Right now we're talking about tada, but he won't be kosher. Okay, dashi. Al tada v'shem and the kabbal and the yodim yayin is a wine for the sochim v'shem and nochet. How can we accept it? I'm a slisin chayim v'tumah shabihud and the money. Al tada v'shem v'shem. We trust him when it comes to wine oil. What are we scared? We're scared that if you don't accept it, the boy in the bomb of the shas isra bombers umakti l'shemayim, and he thinks he's doing it for the Eibishter. Says in what a Aber der Papa, weiter, kein Mann, kann ich nicht in der Tat aus dem Amoritz. Why do we accept Eidus Tef Amoritz? Why do we accept Eidus Amoritz? V'chele, how can you trust him? Kein Mann, kein Rabbi Yossi. The same idea of Rabbi Yossi. We're what? We are worried about Eva. Just like Rabbi Yossi said, we accept their wine and oil. Because we don't want to make them upset. They don't understand why aren't they accepted. So we change certain laws regarding Amoratzim because we don't want any hostility. Rashi. So therefore we accept it. And Taisa said, based on that, look at Taisa, Kamami Kablin Sadusa Krabyesi, Rabin al Khan Aimed, the Kaimalan Kirabyesi, we pass Krabyesi that even though Hapi Allah and Amor shouldn't do this and this and this, but because of Eva we decided to change our laws. The Khashin al Eva, we're worried Eva, the Fikh of Mizamnin and Aksha Bikol Amoritz, even though when it comes to Muzumin, it says clearly you're not allowed to include an Amoritz in your Muzumin. Today we will. You don't include an Amoritz in your Zimun, and the Gemara gives the 9 opinions or 10 opinions. The definition of Amoritz, if he doesn't learn Krishna, if he doesn't learn Torah every day, the Gemara has some very radical definitions of Amoritz. Not like what we think, and Amoritz means a total boor. It doesn't have to be that. That's true also. So we always give people benefit of the doubt. But the Taz is saying, because of Eva, Eva is an important factor that we are very lenient in these things. Rami Machman, oh, the guy is this, Eva. So the same thing others say, we go for Chal Shabbos, you're not supposed to count for a minion or that. Because of Eva, you don't want to push them away, you could count them, based on this taste is here. Not only because of Tinnik Shanishba, which is another vart, this is because of Eva. The guy on Amenashe, but he let us, tells a story that they want to include Muzumin on Amaris, but today we do. Not because Tinnik Shanishba, but because Eva. The Ri says another reason why. Interesting thing. The Gemara there talks about Talmud Chacham shouldn't mingle with an Amoritz. The Ri says, not because the Amoratzim today, Eva. The problem is, we're not Talmud Chacham. It's interesting. But Ri, Mefarish, the Loikol Aroitze Litlas Hashem Lahachzig La'atzmik Ke Talmud Chacham. Not every single Talmudic and whoever wants to say, I'm a Talmud Chacham, Shalai Lezamen Al Amoritz, but you're the little. I'm a Talmud Chacham, pasnish for me to sit in the same table as you. Who told you you're Talmud Chacham? We're not real time when it comes to these things, when it comes to maintaining cover, I'll tell you all that. We don't have that kind of time today. It's actually the Shroha was called Rabbeinu Yehuda, but here it's a Taisus in Chagigah. Remember the Taisus. So either we the Amoratzim are not so bad, Amoratzim because of Eva, or because we're not Tamil Chamim. Okay. Back to the Gemara, this is going to write. The Nechaz L'Shaila, why are we worried about we shouldn't L'Chayit Teva one Keli inside another Keli for Trum as well? Maybe in Amoritz we'll see, and we'll do the same thing. You say we have nothing to do with them, but maybe we'll borrow from an Amoritz. And we know that we, Tamil Chamit, do borrow from Amoratzim. How do we know? The Nechaz L'Shaila, that now we learn, Klei Chedes, before we go right to Rashi. Even for Truma, we shouldn't allow you to take one keli and another keli. We'll see it and do the same thing. You're saying we're not worried that Amoritz will never bring me his Truma and his Kalim. Who cares if Amoritz sees a Talmud Chacham doing it? What contact do we have with Amoratzim? They give us a Truma. We don't accept Truma from Amoratzim. Says the Amoritz, true, you don't accept Truma, but you do borrow the Kalim from time to time. What happens if you give you a Kalim? You think it's Torah. It's actually Tommy because he put it inside another Kalim. We use them. How do I know? It's not back to the Gemara. We learn clay cheres matzil al akol. A clay cheres, an earthenware does not become tummy from the outside, only from the inside. But if it's sealed shut inside the oil ames, then everything inside the keli is tied. Everything is tied. Or there's a skylight between the two. Up, downstairs, and upstairs, and downstairs, there's a mace, and you fill the skylight with this klecheres. If you fill it with a normal keli, the keli itself becomes tummy, and it transfers the tumor upstairs. But you put in klecheres, since it's a klecheres, does not become tummy from the outside, it blocks the entire space, the cavity there, so the tumor does not pass up. So klecheres, matzil koil, that's what basically the Hillwoods. The Shammai says, Einu matzil elal oichlim ala mashkin. It only protects the food and drink inside, and the al klecheres, un klecheres. Rashi. If it's a single, or the mace is inside the house, the tahara is bali, and you have tahara upstairs. You have an attic or skylight. You filled it with a klecheres. Klecheres choitzes bifnei tumah, obstructs tumah, impedes the tumah. It doesn't come tumah from the outside. umatzil al kol mashvali. It saves everything that's inside. She was tamei hakeli as a hayitamei mechilasa. It was tamei from the beginning. Sorry, back to Gemara. So Amr le Basil Basil says Amr be Shammai. Ibn Amr be Shammai. Ibn Ma Amr be Shammai. Ibn what's your svara, Rabbi? Sorry. What's your svara? Why does it only protect food and drink and the clay? You want anything else? Omer Bisham Bisham says, because who tamei, the keli was tamei before the Amma Oris. We're talking about a keli that was already tamei before, because the keli first was open before it was sealed. And the Amma Oris already put his hand inside, he raised him a tamei the keli. So keli is tamei. That's why I hold it doesn't really protect anything, really. It doesn't protect anything. That's why I hold it and protect. But the Chayda, he did say he protects the food and drink. We'll see in a minute. Says the Gemara, Omla Basil Basil says, the Beshama, if so. What is that? Back, so back to the Gemara. Omla Basil Basil, Mipnei Ma, why? Omla Basil Basil, Mipnei Shu, Tomei Agabe Amor. The Kedi is already Tomei from the Amorat. The Ain Kedi Tomei Chaitis. And since it's Tomei, how can it be? Omla Basil, if you tell me the Kedi is already Tomei, it doesn't in any way prevent the tumor from traveling. So how come the food and drink inside is toil? But like the heart, you said the food and drink inside is toil. Amru b'Shammai says, "Kishutiharnu oichlin umashkesh b'toychay la'atzmitanu." Who do you think? When we said that it's amaretz, that the food and drink inside the keli is toy, we're not talking to Tamil Chacham or anybody else. We're talking to the amaretz itself.
Because what's sure enough for you?
Exactly, because anyway, everything they eat is tamay. So what's the big deal for them? We can tell it's toy because they eat tamay. Everything that they touch is tamay.
You must get that a lot. Sorry? You must get that a lot.
Avon, you want us to mitai the keli shetaharosei lechov eloi. You want me to mitai the keli, which is other people also. Tamil Chum also use that keli. So, Cliff Melim Chum, borrow keli from Amaratim. There I can't be mask, I can't pass it. Okay. That's one question. So, why aren't we worried that maybe you'll borrow from them? Tanya, we learned. Interesting, Amaria. Omar Rabbi Yeshua once said very strong words about Shammai. Boishni medevreichem beShammai. BeShammai, you embarrass me. What you just said doesn't make sense, and you're embarrassing me. Efshe, is it possible? Isha losha ba'areva. A woman is kneading on a kneading board, and you're going to tell me that the isha ba'areva tamei. The woman is tamei. The kneading. You tell me the keli is tamei, but. Shiva for 7 days, the tamei, and yet ubatzik tamei. You're going to pass in the food is kosher. That's what you just said. The keli is tamei, and any people upstairs are tamei. It doesn't stop the tumah from downstairs floating upstairs. But the food and drink inside the keli is tamei. Why? Because anyway, they eat tamei and food. Does that make sense? That the woman who needs is tamei, and the board is tamei, but the food is tamei. Klepnisht. Ubatzik tamei makes sense, and the whole thing is a joke. Or loigin male mashkin. If you have a barrel full of mashkin, you're going to paskin. Loigin tummy, the barrel is tummy. Tumah shiva 7 days. But a mashkin tummy and the drink is tummy. It doesn't make sense. People look at it, they'll laugh. It doesn't make sense. So he says here, you're embarrassing me. You come up with svaras that are so krum, it's embarrassing. Nitful, listen, it's not.
She was
a tummy neither. Person neither, yeah. Nitfaloy Talmud Echatam Shammai. One Talmud, you don't know his name, said to Rabbi Shua, do you mind if I answer your question? Amalai, Aimlacha Taimush Shammai. Do you mind if I will tell you what Shammai is reason? Amalai, am I? Say, try. Amalai, he said, let me ask you a question. Kli Tummy. If you have a Kayla already Tummy, tell me, what would you paskin? If you have a Kayla that's Tummy and is blocking the Tummy from downstairs to upstairs, would you say that the Tummy is blocked or not? Amalai, Ainu Chaitit. No, of course it doesn't block. So that's another question. Question number two. Keli Shalam Oris. How would you paskin? If an Amoris presents you with a Keli, Tummy or Toy? Is it Tummy or Toy? Amalai Tummy. Surely it's Tummy. Nope. The Imato Amalai Tummy. Now, if you can tell the Amoris, your Keli are all Tummy. I don't care, you think you're Toy. Every single Keli you have a Tummy. Klum Mashgir Chalecha would listen to you? Would he accept that his Keli are Tummy? He knows he didn't touch a Tummy Mace. You're paskin the Amoratz, whatever they touch a Tummy. You think he'll accept it from you? Of course he won't accept it from you. If you're going to tell him that you're Kelim Otami, what do you think he'll tell you back? He'll get so angry. No, my Kelim Otami, the Chotami. You mean your Kelim Otami? He'll tell the Rav. Your Tami, I'm Toy. Right? So is it a waste of time and telling him that his kate is zevo. V'zeo taima shel b'shamai, and this is b'shamai's svara. So therefore, since it comes to food and drink, amaratim think that they're toyer. If you can tell them it's tamay, you gain nothing. They won't listen to you. No one will listen to you. They're not going to listen to anything else you have to say. So therefore, be smart. That you should know they won't listen to, play along with them. But that you should know they will listen to, tell them the truth. So b'shamai is much more practical than you. Rashi. Isha lo shabarev, Bali is upstairs. Kulmish gircha lecha l'ficha tada b'shamai is tayir. Oichel and mashkin. Come to food and drink. They won't listen. The klecheres ain't lentara. Also, when it comes to the klecheres, since the klecheres, anything which you cannot fix up, food and drink, if you tell Amar just tell me, what's he going to do? You can't go to mikveh for food and drink. So he won't listen to you. Or even a klecheres, you cannot be, the only way you can fix a klecheres is by breaking it. He's not going to listen to you. But when it comes to normal kelim that can go to mikveh, you tell Amar, by the way, guy, you kelim are tamei, no big deal, he just goes to the mikveh, dumps it in, then he'll do it. Elishviros and only breaking bean ball ice and all lovely. You won't listen. Ava beklei shetav yishmalachim will listen to the table, and therefore madbin lusham madbin and kev. Okay, right. So what happened? Miyad immediately holach Rabbi Shua went finished atayach al kiv beshamay. Shamay passed away. Who is beshamay? Which kever was it?
Shamay himself.
Usually no. We had more brachas. Only three machlekes in Shamay Hill. So it's the yeshiva. So who? Which member of his yeshiva do you go to? Every single kaver of the Beis Shammai. Amar he said, "Na neisil lachem." Excuse me. I owe you at some is Beis Shammai, bones of Beis Shammai. In other words, I apologize. I was jumped. I was quick smart, but I was really totally wrong. So now, umas to mishulchem matos, which doesn't make sense. I can see how intelligent you are. Kach meforosh is alachas kama v'kama. Imagine the thing that you say that do are intelligent. Of course, you're right. This is Rabbi Shua, who was a Talmud of Lezer ben Hurkanes, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Chazaka, the Talmud of Hill, says about Shammai. So he's four generations later. Omru, they said kol yomav, the rest of his life. Hushchuru sheinov. He fasted the rest of his life to do tshuva. What did he do right or wrong here? He just ridiculed an idea which he totally misunderstood. The rest of his life he did tshuva. This is a lesson in life, how to behave. Sorry?
When you wrong someone else, you should fast.
The Altar brings down Tanya. In Igeres Tshuva, he brings down this Gemara. Here's another one from my cotton about a scrap of a towel, of a film that turned over.
This is nowadays that we're
weak,
but you point to the times with extra
exactly.
Tzedakah.
Exactly. Imagine every time you insult somebody, you have to give tzedakah. You'd be giving a lot of tzedakah. K'toni mias, we learn, however, L'chav Eloi, he said, B'shama clearly said, you and him, Alma Shalim, we borrow from them. So L'chayda, why don't we worry that by Turim as well, Kamar will see you, he'll also be tevah one case to another. And we'll borrow from him, and it'll be a disaster. So we answer, Kishalim and I, whenever Talmud Chacham borrowed, came from the water, what do you think he did? The first thing he did was, he went straight to the mikveh. Mat belinulu, went straight to the mikveh. So when Beshamai said to Beshamai, what should I do with the keli? The keli that should I be metai, the keli that we're going to end up using it, Beshamai should have said, what's the big deal? Even if we end up using it, we're going to go to the mikveh first. Kishalim and I, mat belinulu. We'll tell you anyway, it's a big deal. Says the Gemara, Tomei Mace, we're talking about a mace. And a mace, Boy Azor Gimel V'Zayin. A mace needs 3 and 7 days. Umana Zayin Yomela Moshle Inche. Now, when we say 3 and 7, it's not just people have to wait for Parah Adumah to be sprinkled. Even Kaili needs to be sprinkled. Anything which touches a mace needs to be sprinkled the 3rd and 7th day, even a Kaili. Nobody lends out their pots and pans for a week. I'll lend you for a meal, but not for a week. So therefore, Tamil Chamin have no choice here. That's why he says, I couldn't be metayed it. So you telling me that what if you borrow from Amoritz? You go ahead and you tell you don't trust Amoritz. Didn't we learn? Didn't we say Amoritz is believed when he says that he was metayed himself for a tummy maze? I'm going to buy it. What are you talking about? Like Kasha. Oh, big goofy. Amoritz says, I went to the mikveh. We trust him. Habik Kalev, Kalev don't trust him because Kalev he doesn't think any wrong. He won't. He doesn't trust her. We don't trust him. Or Rav Amar, Even by Caleb. Sometimes we trust him, sometimes we don't. It depends. But like Kasha. If he said, I never did it, a Kaili inside a Kaili, then we believe him. Then we don't believe him. If he says, I did tovel one Kaili inside another Kaili, but I was careful to always be two fingers, we don't believe him. But Tanya, didn't we learn that I'm others is believed to say that these peders were never prepared to makabel tuma. I will ain't nem lema peders hukshu, but he's not believed to say that the peders were prepared. I will need my mate children became tummy. Sorry, this is araya. So we see what if he says that it never happened, then we believe him. But if he says it happened, but I was very careful. Careful is the one thing he doesn't exist in his lexicon. Same thing over here. If he says I never was table in a Kaylee, one inside another Kaylee, then we can trust him. But if he says I was, but I was always careful to make sure that the neck was wide enough, that already, we don't think you're so machmir that you're going to be careful all the time. So we do believe, even though sometimes we say you never believe in Amaretz, here we say we do believe in Amaretz, certain things. Says the Gemara, Goofy, you tell me, you Abaye said that if he talks about himself, we believe him. Tanya, didn't we learn? Chaver shebola hazay is a chaver that comes to spray. He said today's the third day; it's time to spray. Mazin love miyad. If a Talmud Chacham says, "Look, today's number three, day number three, spray." Right, the third and seventh day, today's number three, spray. However, I'm a ordered shebola hazay. I must look. I'm telling me, spray me. We don't trust him at all. You said by Gufa we trust him. Here we see clearly we don't even trust. You said we trust him if he comes down, but I was already sprinkled. Here he says, even if he wasn't sprinkled yet, he says, come sprinkle me. But today is day number three. We don't trust him. So what do you tell me, Mike? We trust him. Elam Rabbi says, no, not, I don't see a problem. But since we are so machmir in the beginning, if he says that today's day number three, we don't trust him, he has to start counting 3 days and so on. So therefore, at the end, if he comes and says, look, I'm totally tired, we will trust him. He knows that we're very machmir with him. Therefore, we conditioned him, we trained him to be careful when it comes to hazois, and therefore we can trust him at the end. Because he doesn't want to be sprayed again and again and again. Okay, we'll stop pinking tomorrow. Let's come on time.